Calm Air pilots remain on strike today after they overwhelmingly rejected the latest contract offered by a federal mediator. The nation's second-largest regional airline has been grounded since pilots walked off the job March 26th. Marianne Zalesnik of member station WNKU has more.
Pilots voted by phone on the contract starting Thursday. The results were announced last night. Calm Air Pilot Union spokesman J.C. Lawson says the pilots searched for a reason to say yes to the offer but could not find it, voting it down 1,042 to 99.
Sadly, this offer, like the first, is not the offer that management claimed that it was. Our rest periods between certain flight segments have been markedly reduced from the present standard, and other work rules are similarly concessionary. These issues relate directly to safety and areas wherein we cannot afford to compromise.
Throughout the contract negotiations and the strike, union officials said the major issues were retirement, rest between shifts, and pay for non-flying time. Compensation was last on the list. If accepted, Calm Air said the contract would have made their pilots the best paid in the regional airline industry, with the highest paid making up to $96,000 a year. At a major airline like Calm Air's parent, Delta, pilots make up to $200,000 annually. But Calm Air pilots insist pay is not the major issue. They are more concerned about work rules.
We went in this agreement that was supposed to be stellar to the other. Somehow, management ended up giving us more duty time. That was a slap in the face to the pilots. And that was why I believe the numbers that we just quoted were so evident.
Lawson says currently pilots are required to remain on duty 14 hours. The new contract could have kept pilots on duty 45 minutes longer. Lawson says pilots remain committed to resolving the dispute and are willing to negotiate with Calm Air officials. But a federal mediator says she will not call the two sides together again for at least 30 days. Calm Air officials refused to talk on tape, but did issue a statement saying they're disappointed with the pilots' decision and regret the significant impact it will have on non-striking employees. 2,000 of those are due to be laid off today. Before the vote, Calm Air said this contract was its final offer. If rejected, officials said it could mean the end of the airline. Calm Air's president says the company must now consider more steps to further reduce its operation and preserve capital to shore up the airline for a more prolonged strike. The carrier has been losing $4 million a day since the strike began. The company has sold 17 planes and says it could sell more. Calm Air flights are grounded until at least June 10th. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Covington, Kentucky.